In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Please, be seated. Be seated, please. Just until the wedding begins, a few minutes to give you an idea about the wedding. It's very important to know that the matrimony or the wedding is the first sacrament which the Lord performed at the very beginning of creation. And we have to know or to remember that the first thing that the Lord did after he created Adam, that he made Eve from the rib of Adam. He did not create Eve separate from Adam. You have to know that. Because the Lord could have created Eve the same way he created Adam, but he didn't do that. He let Adam sleep, took rib from his body, built a human being, female, to help Adam, because he found that all the creation are male and female. So he said, it's not good that Adam be left alone. I make for him Eve to help him. That's why the meaning of the marriage in the church is not only celebration, it's a sacrament. And this sacrament, the definition of sacrament means that we have a visible blessing under an invisible action from the Holy Spirit. The first thing the Lord did when he created Adam and then made Eve from his rib, that he blessed them and said to them, increase and multiply. And this order was not only to Adam and Eve, but it was starting from Adam and Eve until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we consider the wedding a holy sacrament in the church. They enter one by one, as you will see. The groom will be alone here, and the bride will come alone also in the beginning of the wedding. Every one of them is one. After the wedding, they will live together, because every one of them will be half. Half and the other half, as if Adam has found the rib that the Lord took from him in this woman. And from this moment, forever, she will be one with him. That's why we don't believe in the pre-marriage, because the pre-marriage is the relationship between two, male and female. But in the marriage, after they are blessed with the matrimony as a sacrament, the relationship is between one and one, the same one, not two separate. That's why what we will have today is a celebration in the church to form a new unit of the church. Unit of the church. Every family becomes a unit of the church, mother a church. And when this family, when this group, with this small church becomes spiritual, productive, active member in the church, it will strengthen the church mother and vice versa. That's why we insist on the structure of the family, not only because of the family, but also because of this family forms a unit of the church. And the mother church, when it is very strong, it means that every unit, every family at home lives strongly and with steadfastness relationship with God. Not only financially, not only socially, not only professionally, but moreover spiritually. And this is the meaning. Last point I want to remind you is the only a relationship on earth that the Lord likened himself with is the relationship between man and woman. And he called himself bridegroom. And every one of us becomes a bride to him. As if those who are successful in their marriage on earth, taking the crown of matrimony on earth, being faithful to each other, forming a very strong spiritual family, taking care of their children to grow in a spiritual atmosphere, then they will be eligible to the heavenly crown. This morning when we ended the liturgy of Amba Bishu and Amba Karas, I said, today you have different crowns. In Montreal now, one of our forefathers, Abuna Bishu Isad, is crowning with the heavenly crown. He departed this world. And now they are praying on his body, asking the Lord to accept his spirit in the paradise of joy. This is the heavenly crown. And today we have crowning here in St. Mary now, and at 2:30 in St. George, we have another crowning there today also. These are the crowning on earth. If you are successful in keeping your crown here with your wife and children good, be sure that you will be crowned also in heavens with joyful end on earth and beginning in heaven. Thank you for listening, and pray for the bride and the groom today, asking the Lord not only to follow what they are wearing, what they are looking at, but concentrate on the prayers, concentrate on the meaning of the sacrament, and concentrate also on praying for them to have a successful life, bond of love, gather them together, having a very fruitful children, being a very active members in the church. Thank you.